Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowicz. How you doing, buddy?
I'm great, Faisal. How about you?
Good. We're getting closer to Christmas.
Yeah, you know, the year end is often a good time for markets, often a good, we get Christmas rallies. We've had a lot of volatility this particular season, which I want to talk about in the first segment. But Christmas season is not just about markets. It's also about shopping.
Yes. So we're going to talk about all the problems of shopping and all the issues with the supply chain.
Can you get what you want, right?
Can I get what I want?
Yeah.
And that's going to be a very great chat to have because people start doing a lot of their shopping now. We've been accustomed to do it so late as Canadians, that's what we do. And what's the risk of that now? Now that you're here, what can you get? What can't you get?
What can you substitute if you can't find the thing you want?
Correct.
Right?
Correct. So that's on our show. We're going to talk about risk, of course, and how all this volatility will impact your retirement.
Yep.
But let's talk about what's happening in the markets this week. Okay. We are hearing a mix of jobs reports came out on Friday. Mm-hmm. Canada looked really good. Mm-hmm. U.S. real big disappointment.
Yeah, I think if you look under the hood, it's not perhaps as disappointing as the headline, but certainly
the headline
caught people's attention.
Fair enough. The headline was disappointing. What I found very interesting is what markets were moving on what days.
Yeah.
So if you look at it, it's large companies, cyclical, opening up the economy stocks. Then next day you see the stay-at-home stocks, technology. Then you see energy. Like, it was all over the place this week, which was fascinating because it tells me that people or the market still deciding which way to go. From a thesis perspective, they haven't figured themselves out. Mm-hmm. But I think the bond market and the currency market has.
Well, let's talk about that. Let me just talk about volatility for a second, okay?
Sure.
Because I think it's important that people understand when we get bouts of volatility, the volatility is caused by uncertainty.
Yes.
Right. So if you think about equity markets, bond markets, so on and so forth, they all look into the future, and they try to anticipate what that future is going to look like. And so when you introduce something like an Omicron variant, when you introduce, when the Fed changes its language a little bit, it introduces uncertainty. And so the uncertainty is coming from those areas, right? So you've got to think through what are the likely outcomes of what those changes do or may mean. And this is what the market is, you know, doing price discovery on every day, right? Up and down and all over the place.
Yeah.
And it will settle on something at some point.
Can I give you a high five about this? It was a few weeks ago. We were talking about the word transitory.
Mm-hmm.
And transitory does not mean months, it could mean years.
Correct.
It's temporary, but it's not permanent.
Right.
The Federal Reserve mentions that maybe we should take the word transitory out of our language now.
Right.
Well, because the word transitory meant for a lot of people months.
Right. And Chairman Powell said that. Just too hard. Like the definition is just too confusing.
Too ambiguous.
Yeah.
So stop using that word.
Right.
Let's just say it's inflation.
Right, right.
And some of it's sticky. We called this.
Yep.
So kudos to our team. Kudos to you, Dave, for mentioning it on our show. I think this is where, when there is conversations or unexpected information coming out, uncertainty, in other words, look at what the bond market is doing versus the stock market. The stock market is predicting a future of earnings relative to where interest rates are.
Yeah.
When you look at the bond market, did you notice how the shorter term bonds were creeping up?
Yep.
The longer term bonds were falling.
Yep.
And that's called flattening of the curve.
Yep.
When you get a inverted curve, when you have short term interest rates that are higher than long term interest rates, that's the definition of recession in almost all periods. Yeah,
That's the bond market signaling there's a problem.
Signaling, correct.
Yeah, that's right.
So you first have to flatten before you can invert.
Yep.
And so, here we go again. High five, Dave, because we called this too. Watch these types of things to happen.
Right.
You're going to see this. This is why we didn't get so aggressive in the growth bucket. This is why we've been saying be careful of the risk that you're taking on when everything's going up. This is where the markets are now coming to reality that, hey, you can't always go up. You can't buy companies at 75 times their earnings and expect them to grow at 30% per year compound growth forever.
Right.
It's just not going to happen.
Right.
So, surprise, and it catches a lot of people off guard.
Yeah, and so You know, one of the things about volatility when it goes down is people get worried that it's going to go down forever. People get worried that you're going to lose all your money. People get worried that you own bad companies. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things they get worried about, right? And I think it's important, again, talking about this idea of uncertainty, to look through that uncertainty. What does it look like? There's always base case, best case, and worst case scenarios mm-hmm. that you should be developing, right, in a playbook based on how things roll out. Volatility in and of itself is just part of the investment landscape. Mm-hmm. It is what it is, right? Markets can't just go up in a straight line. They go up, they go down, they go sideways for a while. They do all kinds of interesting things.
Yeah.
And I think people need to be constantly aware of it for sure. But you've got to be careful, very careful, not to get trapped in the short-term angst of the gyrations, because it leads to bad emotional decision making.
This is where, if you're a do-it-yourself investor,
yeah.
then you need to be involved in the day-to-day gyrations. If you're not a do-it-yourself investor and you've hired a professional money manager, that's the money manager's job. So as a professional money manager, my job is to look at these gyrations and go, wait a minute. I think it was about 10 or 11 times I yanked you out of your office, mm-hmm. brought you to my terminal, and said, hey, look at this chart. Hey, look at this company. Hey, look at this sector. Look what's going on here. Look, and it's like, it's kind of like me going through a candy store saying, oh, look at all these different candies. Yep. Can I have one? And then, you know, you slap my hand and say, not yet, not yet. That's diabetes, Faisal. Don't do that. You know, like those type of things.
Right.
But I think that's where, this is a very interesting time for me. As we get closer and closer towards the year end where volume starts to drop and we have this high type of volatility abnormal for December, when you look back in history, I like it. I think it's candy store time. Now, we're not putting any candy in our baskets yet, but there's a lot of companies that I've been saying and a lot of sectors that I've been saying to you, this is not normal.
Right.
This should not happen in this type of economic environment. Watch it turn. And we've been starting to nibble away, but we haven't put a lot of money in or a lot of candy in our basket to buy yet.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So stay nimble. I mean, we've had this conversation with lots of people, and you know, the most recent big bout of volatility we had, really big, was of course last year. It presented all kinds of opportunity, and I think it's important for people to remember that. Be careful of the short-term thinking, look for the opportunities, stay dynamic,
yeah,
right? Stay mobile. If you're on the wrong side of a trade, fix it, get on the right one.
Correct.
Right? Nothing is permanent in those decisions. And stay with decent quality, right? Keep a control on the return and the risk portion of your portfolio.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a great show today. We're excited to talk about a whole bunch of things, including talking more about risk
yeah.
and how it can literally destroy your retirement. That's going to be a great chat to have. And we're also going to be talking about structuring your retirement. How do you bulletproof your retirement? All this volatility, I think it's important that people have that structure and discipline to bulletproof their retirement. And we're going to talk about that at our seminar live on Tuesday, December the 7th, live online. You need to register for this. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
If you want to make sure you're not a burden to your loved ones, to your kids as you get older, stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.